It's time for the Baseball Insider. I am Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our Baseball Insider. And Andy, I think we've been treading water the last few weeks here. Red Sox hanging right with the Yankees and tied right now as we speak on Monday.
Even after a week last week, Bill, where they went 2-4, they still find themselves tied for first, as you said this morning, when things get going. They begin another week when we have seven games coming up, four games still at Fenway this week against the Minnesota Twins, who are currently in first place as well in the AL Central. And then they head north of the border and play three games with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, these Western teams are beating up on these Eastern teams this week.
Certainly seems to be the case. Losing 2 of 3 to the Angels over the weekend, that certainly was not called for.
You know something? I like California Angels better than LA Angels. I don't know why. I just do. I'm sorry, but that's the way it should be.
Yep, that's the way it sounds to me, and I prefer to go with that myself.
All right, Andy, what are the what are some Red Sox notes that we've got that you're looking at this week?
Well, looking at some injury updates to get everyone updated on, of course, Eduardo Rodriguez. He had a simulated game on Saturday at Fenway. It went well. So he's going to make a rehab start on Thursday for the Portland Sea Dogs. He'll throw about 75 to 80 pitches. They're saying depending on how he does in that performance, he could get activated for his next start after that or maybe one more rehab game down in the minors. So we'll have to see. Pablo Sandoval, he's currently on the disabled list with an ear infection. And Josh Rutledge, he was put on the 7-day concussion DL on Sunday.
I know last week started out very promising with, 2 out of 3 with the Angels as for wins?
Earlier in the week, 2 out of 3, yes, yeah. Over the Kansas City Royals. And then, of course, at the end of the week, they had the problems with the Angels. So it was really more of a down week than an up week. A couple bright spots, of course. Chris Sale, he pitched well in his performance back on Tuesday. 10 more strikeouts for him, his 9th win. Other than that, I guess the biggest news of the week was the retiring of number 34 from David Ortiz.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, I was out. I did not really see it. But any highlights? I'm sure you soaked it all in.
It was a nice ceremony. It was well done, as usual, as most events seem to be at Fenway these days. They brought out all the living Hall of Famers to greet Ortiz out on the field, except the only one that was missing was Carlton Fisk. But it was nice to see, Yaz come out with Jim Rice, and, Wade Boggs was there, and Pedro. So, the list goes on and on there, of course. And so that was a very well-done ceremony. The only problem with the ceremony, I guess, is that Ortiz at the end didn't say, "And I'll be back after the All-Star break to give this lineup some much-needed sock that it needs."
Yeah, couldn't get the rumor mill going yet again. Some signings, too, by the Sox, correct? And player
Dave
notes?
Dave Dombrowski, yep. Dave was busy this past week. He picked up a couple of his former players that he had in Detroit back on Friday. He signed pitcher Doug Fister, who was released by the Angels, believe it or not. And third base shortstop Johnny Peralta, who was let go by the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, Fister pitched yesterday, made his Red Sox debut, pitched well. 6 innings, gave up 3 runs, so he's slotted into the 5th starter's position at the moment. And then Johnny Peralta is seen as a possible replacement with the revolving door that seems to be at third base at the moment. Peralta's played 15 years in the majors, been with 3 different teams. This would be team number 4, of course, if he makes it up to the big club with Boston. So we'll have to see what happens, but I guess Peralta can't be any worse than what we've seen at third base so far. And obviously Fister, a veteran. He's been in the majors for 15 years. And, we'll have to see how that all plays out. But, of course, he'll give you more experience on the mound than Hector Velasquez or, Henry Owens from Pawtucket at this point.
Yeah, and Sox signed their 2nd round draft pick, correct? Brannon?
Yes, the Red Sox have linked up their 2nd round draft pick, Cole Brannon, outfielder. He picked up a $1.3 million signing bonus, so that was a nice little payday for him. And the Red Sox are also currently signing other prospects that they did pick up in the draft, and they'll be sent down to low A ball in the summer rookie leagues.
All right, let's zip to Major League Baseball notes. What do you have for us this week from around Major League Baseball?
Well, first of which, I want to mention the Astros became the first team to 50 wins on Thursday night for the season, and the Dodgers falling right behind. Saturday night, they became the 2nd team in the majors to 50 wins, and the Dodgers have been bashing the ball lately. They've won 9 of their last 10 games, and their first base outfielder, Cody Bellinger, who's a rookie this year, hit 2 home runs on Monday, became the fastest player to reach 21 career home runs, doing it in just 51 career games. Then Bellinger went out the next night in game number 52, hit home run number 22. He had 2 more home runs yesterday, so he's now up to 24, leading the majors. And then back on Tuesday, Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager hit 3 home runs in a game. So the Dodgers using some long ball, and starting to pull away in the NL West.
Yeah, and you also have a note on the Brewers as well.
Yeah, their closer, Corey Knebel, he set a major league record by striking out a batter in each of his 38 appearances to start a season. So I thought that was something of note that I really haven't looked at before. And then on Saturday, the three A's rookies all hit their first career home runs in the same game. That also set an MLB record.
Wow. Craig Kimbrell was featured in a Sports Illustrated article this week. I noticed that. That was a great article on him. And there are also some other MLB notes to close it out, Andy, right?
Yeah, the Major League Baseball announced that the Twins and the Indians are going to play a two-game series in San Juan, Puerto Rico next season on April 17th and 18th. And former Red Sox first baseman, 45-year-old Kevin Millar, hit a home run in his first at-bat for the St. Paul Saints of the Independent League back on Saturday night. It was Millar bobblehead night. Millar did play for the Saints in 1993 before signing with the then Florida Marlins. Millar's last Major League game was back in 2009, so it was kind of like a publicity stunt on Saturday night, but he was in the lineup and first at bat, took one deep to left. It was a no-doubter. His children were in the stands, and he did not play the rest of the game. He said, "I can't top that. I'm done," and he walked away. So he had a home run in his last professional at bat.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, you know, we don't talk about baseball cards, but I remember hearing about a story a week or so ago, and maybe this is the story that you're going to refer to from a Tennessee man, right?
Yeah, a guy in Tennessee was cleaning up his aunt's attic, and he found some baseball cards, and I guess the estimated value of them at this time is $1 million. So I know that the baseball card market has dipped quite a bit over the years. Obviously, the old stuff is what brings in any value. So this guy found a treasure up in the attic, and I guess you never know what you're going to find when you're going through old things.
Yeah, that's why I never throw anything out, Andy. You never know, right?
You never know, absolutely.
Yeah, all those old coffee cups, you just never know. And now, here's the last thing. Andy, if you were to kind of summarize, say, in the last week or so, Red Sox offense, defense, pitching, what would you say?
I'd say pretty mediocre all around. I mean, granted, they're in first place. To me, they're not gelling. There's not one group of hitters that seem to be taking off. The pitching staff, you got Chris Sale, and the other starters have been kind of Mets.
Yeah.
Bullpen's been a stronger point, obviously, but that's shown some cracks recently. I really can't see something that stands out that's really getting me excited other than Chris Sale at this point, but somehow they're still in first place, so go figure. I mean, if things can start gelling the way that fans expect it to, then maybe they can get off and running and create a little separation. But, I mean, they had a perfect opportunity this weekend to at least come out of there leading the AL East by two games, and they could have easily beaten the LA Angels three straight.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been up and down.
Yeah, and you know, you notice that the middle relief and on is, I think it's a big change in baseball, certainly with the Red Sox over the years, is that it used to be you have your starter, you have your closer, and then you kind of say a little prayer in between. But now, you're right, the relievers have done a nice job for the Sox, and they're formidable.
Yep, they certainly are, and they're doing a good job for most part. They had, again, some hiccups over the weekend, but and in Kansas City as well. But we'll have to see how things all play out, and hopefully they get some of the injured guys back, and they can put a little something together and make the rest of the summer quite interesting.
You got it. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider on MSO New Sports.